This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Yuvraj.
We're discussing all about WhatsApp today. We'll have more on that in a minute. We've got some feedback and some messages regarding WhatsApp, but we need to get to an update from Bursa at break. Arv, what have we got?
Yeah, so it is down by 1.06% at 1,609 points. Active stocks include Lambo Group, PRG Holdings, and Pegasus Heights. The ringgit is at 4.04 against the US dollar, 3.11 against the Aussie dollar and 3.03 against the Sing dollar.
Christine, what have we got over on Instagram regarding our topic?
All right, on Instagram we have more comments. Let's see. HKMRZK says, I want to leave WhatsApp, but my work is so integrated with it, it's hard to leave it right now. Nina Chu says, not leaving because parents are not comfortable with switching. Bailey Woon says, personally use other apps with close friends, but majority still uses WhatsApp as their main. Pillar underscore Arismendi says, I think we already quote unquote sold our privacy with all the social media and smartphone usage way before. Mm-hmm. And Diarrhea says, the FBI already has my deets anyway.
On Twitter, how are things? What are the numbers at, Arv?
53.2% for no, sticking to WhatsApp, 32.1% for no, but using other apps, and 13.1% for yes. We have a bunch of messages. Kenny Wong says, wait and see first, lah. So many people so quick and eager to jump the gun, like wanting to be first movers or trendsetters. Hi. Ninja W says, why not get used to it for change? For better apps, I mean, and don't put all eggs in one basket. Gurpreet Singh says, I moved as a matter of principle. Don't force people to agree with terms they don't want to. But I also wanted to leave for a long time. Good to move out of family groups and pointless groups and start afresh.
That's a good point.
Iqbal says, yes, my groups are moving to Telegram and some Signal. I'm going to hashtag delete WhatsApp because I don't have a Facebook account. And as a matter of principle, I do not agree with how Facebook decided to force its terms that will affect beyond myself.
I've been using Signal for a very, very long time. And the reason that I use that is it's not my main messaging portal, I should say. I was using it to discuss sensitive topics regarding politics and on whatever with friends that I have over in other countries that are sensitive to pieces of data leaving the country on one thing or another, and they're having no access to WhatsApp. Signal is a great app to use for that kind of stuff. The encryption on that is fantastic. But I think the reason that people use WhatsApp is because it's easy, you know, and over here, most people are using it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very difficult for us to just say, I'm no longer using it. I'm using something else.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I mean, I just downloaded Telegram myself because I kind of had to, basically.
Yeah.
But I actually don't find it as intuitive to use as WhatsApp. And I don't know if that's just maybe because I'm so used to WhatsApp that like there are like certain like features or gestures that I would make on WhatsApp that do something completely different on Telegram.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And the fact on Telegram that you can't just, you know, highlight a message and delete it, and you have to click into it, and then
it's not as intuitive.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
It's a first world problem as of right now. But anyway, story number two, how WhatsApp have delayed the business feature launch. So they are delaying the rollout of new business features following, obviously, this user backlash over the company's data sharing practices. The delay is a setback for its plan to generate revenue by facilitating commercial exchanges on the messaging app, which Facebook acquired for $19 billion US dollars in 2014.
I wonder why.
But they've been slow to monetize it for now. Now, WhatsApp have insisted that the planned update does not affect personal conversations, which it said will continue to have end-to-end encryption or expand its ability to share data with Facebook. Quote, the update includes new options people will have to message a business on WhatsApp and provides further transparency about how we collect and use data, the company have said. WhatsApp have said it had set a new target date of the 15th of May for the launch of the business tools and will approach users gradually to review the policy changes. Now, what does WhatsApp's new privacy policy mean for Asia-Pacific businesses? So we got this from Ernst & Young's Richard Watson, the Asia-Pacific cybersecurity risk consulting leader, and he had this to say. The migration to Signal reflects growing concerns over privacy and security and how business leaders should react. Many employees are using unsanctioned social media platforms as a unapproved means of conducting business conversations. Whilst data is encrypted, employees may unwittingly be disclosing information they are not aware of to third parties, for example, the metadata of what type of device they have, their phone number, which businesses they are interacting with, etc. Added to this, there is the fact that social media platforms of this nature are often mixed between business and pleasure, increasing the risk of sensitive information being disclosed to the wrong party. Business leaders should be encouraging staff to use corporately sanctioned communication platforms for business chat. Next, the level of data encryption adoption to protect clients and consumers has increased amongst APAC communities. Use of encryption has increased dramatically in APAC in response to regulation which requires it, particularly when personally identifiable information needs to be passed to third parties. This is also true of credit card information as required by PCI regulation. Many commonly used business software platforms automatically encrypt information, which has increased its take-up. This generally affects data in motion, however, and not data at rest. Much corporate data at rest is still unencrypted, however, allowing attackers to access this data once they are inside the corporate environment. As with any technology implementation, it is important not to try and boil the ocean, identifying the most important data, consolidating it where it is stored, and then focusing encryption efforts on that is the key to a successful implementation. Deploying encryption incurs costs and usability roadblocks. Added to this, while some regulations require encryption of data, other regulations forbid it in certain jurisdictions. The encryption debate is particularly hot in areas of law enforcement, where you get the tension between users who want communications to be private and law enforcement agencies who want access to that data, generally in the fight against terrorism and crime. So there you go. That's what Ernst & Young had to say about this whole thing. Now then, what do we think about this whole thing?
So I love this because it says that there's like increased awareness for security and privacy and data protection. So I think that if anything out of this whole commotion, even if it's like, it doesn't matter if it's like misunderstood or you know, plucking information and then sort of like amplifying it for the wrong purposes, whatever it is, at least people are more aware of privacy settings.
Yes.
So maybe, you know, there's a bunch of people on WhatsApp didn't know that they signed away their privacy in 2016, were not aware of encryption, but at least now they're like, okay, so I know my messages are encrypted, but I also know that my data is being shared with Facebook. And so now they can decide, like, do I want to leave? Do I want to stay? It's up to them. Instead of just being on a platform without knowing anything.
Yeah, right. I think that increased awareness is definitely like a step in the right direction. You know, I think I always say that I'm really cynical when it comes to this sort of thing because I kind of signed my soul away when I created my Facebook account at the age of 13, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, at least being aware of it and at least having, you know, this ability to just take a look, like actually look through terms and conditions and to, you know, really review what you want to share and what you don't want to share about your life is important. I'm not moving from WhatsApp though because I'm lazy. Genuinely, that's what it is. It's too convenient. I have so many contacts on there already. Because the other thing is that you have, like, if you have a WhatsApp account, you just download the app and then your phone number is linked to your WhatsApp account, which is not the same for example, Telegram or Discord. Or, you know, those you have to like sign up with an email and do a verification thing and do all this stuff. And it's not immediate. Like, if I add someone to my contacts on my phone, I can probably see them on WhatsApp immediately. And that sort of convenience and also the fact that I'm so used to it makes me very hesitant to leave it completely.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the other thing as well is something that people should be aware of. And John's just highlighted this, of course, in message over here on WhatsApp, is that the encryption that Signal uses is the same as what WhatsApp uses anyway. You know, the data that is shared with Facebook from WhatsApp is stuff like your phone numbers, you know, your that kind of stuff, your location data, which obviously Signal and Telegram don't do. It's not we're sharing your messages with Facebook,
you know,
which I think a lot of people are misunderstanding. Time for a break, isn't it? Music from the Local Natives with Dark Days. When we come back, should you in fact switch from WhatsApp? More on that after this song here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.